Chapter 1. Develop your most valuable resource. Your most valuable resources in business are the human resources entrusted to you to get the job done. They're far more valuable than computers or office space. Excellent managers are those who are capable of eliciting the highest quality performance from the people they manage. Your job as a manager is to get the maximum return on the company's investment in people. As much as 85% of the operating budget of any organization, especially a service business, is spent on salaries and benefits. The question is, are you getting the maximum return out of these expenditures? Delegation is one of the ways to do just that. The average person works at 50% to 60% of capacity. That means that in the average organization, half of the capability of employees is not being tapped. An excellent organization is one in which people are using more and more of their potential capacity to achieve the goals of the organization. Grow your people. Your job as a manager is to grow people. You are entrusted with the responsibility of taking care of your people and developing them. Only people can be made to increase in value. Computers and other equipment depreciate and eventually become obsolete. People, however, can be made to grow in value, depending on how they are managed and utilized. Delegation is a wonderful tool to challenge your people and cause them to stretch, achieving greater results and making a greater contribution. Most important of all is how delegation allows you to fulfill your own personal potential. The wonderful discovery is that your potential as a manager or executive is virtually unlimited, provided you are able to unleash the talents and abilities of others by delegating and supervising effectively. You have two choices in the world of work. When work has been assigned to you and you are accountable to your boss, you can either do it yourself or you can get someone else to do it. Your ability to get someone else to do the work, or more precisely, to entrust the work to someone else who can, in fact, do it, lets you focus on the work you have to do. More than anything else, this ability to effectively delegate is going to determine your career track, your rate of promotion, your pay, your status, your position, your prestige, and your success in management. Chapter 2. Challenge the myths that block effective delegation. There are several myths in management that often hold managers back from delegating. They may or may not be true, but they are the mental blocks of the individual manager. You may be aware of some of these myths or blocks and not aware of others. Whenever you see a poor delegator, you will probably see one or more of these myths at work. Myth number one, there's not enough time to delegate. Sometimes people are so busy and swamped with responsibilities that they think that they don't have enough time to sit down and explain the job to someone else. They just want to get on with it as quickly as possible. On other occasions, they may delegate the job to another person, but they don't take enough time to walk through the assignment and explain exactly what must be done. They may say something like, "Do this and have it done by such and such a time." They equate this order giving with delegation, but it's not. It is abdication. You've probably heard the old saying, "There's never enough time to do it right, but there's always enough time to do it over." In poorly managed organizations or work units, there always seems to be time to do it over and correct the mistakes and misunderstandings that were caused by not delegating effectively in the first place. In reality, there's always enough time to delegate effectively. From now on, stop saying that you don't have the time to delegate a task clearly. Remember, taking the time to delegate well is the most effective use of your time for getting more and better results. Myth number two, the staff is not competent enough. Very often, managers underestimate the ability of their people. But the only way you can test the true competence of individuals is by giving them more to do than they have ever done before, and then allowing them the latitude to make mistakes and learn from them. People will surprise you. Amazingly enough, your staff members probably have competencies that you've never realized. When you learn to tap into their capabilities, not only will they get more fulfillment from their work, but you will also get a lot more done as